to Bible Fellowship Church, our Let's Talk ministry. Thank you for joining us on Friday. We're going to pick it up back in Ephesians. I know last week we did Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 15. Susan is not with us again, so pray for her back. She heard it last week and been doing some chiropractic care and stuff, but it's still bothering her, and so she's working at recovering. So if you have your Bible, look at verse 16. Of Ephesians chapter 1. I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your heart enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, what is the immeasurable greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the work of his great might, that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places. We'll just stop there for a second. I've been thinking through the phrase in verse 1, that you may have the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Looking at one of our commentaries, you know, a lot of times philosophy or the world is saying, hey, you need to know yourself, learn yourself, love yourself. And so this little phrase here was brought out. I was looking at Walvoord and Zuck, and they're saying this way to look at this is, how do you know God's love through the gospel, through Jesus? The knowledge of God because of the gospel. Awareness of the characteristics of God that you've learned through the gospel. And if we're working on that, it's really kind of interesting how these little phrases go together. Having the eyes of your heart enlightened, that you may know what is hope to which he has called you. Having the eyes of your heart enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he called you. The hope that which he called me, that called you, called me, that as we go forward today, we have hope because we have Christ in whatever area of struggle or life that we are in. Well, no matter how much stress we are under, we have hope because we found it in Christ. What are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints? Woo! What are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints? What is it going to look like for eternity when we spend eternity with Jesus? What does that look like compared to, there's things that we're looking for as inheritance. You know, we got a retirement account. We're going to retire one day. But thinking beyond even that, what it will be like to be with him forever. Look at verse 19. What is the immeasurable greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the work of his great might? So here is this kind of goes together, right? What is the immeasurable greatness of his power towards us who believe what? That he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places. So it's not about my faith. It's not about my vision. It's not about where I think God wants me to go. It's about, oh, no, no. It's all about my immeasurable greatness or his power moving inside of me. It's all because of Christ who's in me. How did I get Christ? Because I said yes to the gospel. What makes Christ powerful? That God rose him back from the grave. He's alive. He's seated at the right hand of the heavenly places. And then if you go on, look at what he wanted this group at Ephesus to know. That far above every ruler, authority, power, dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but all the ones to come. And he will put all things under his feet and give him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. There is no one greater than Jesus. You know, we watch sports, you know, Michael Jordan did this, Larry Bird this, Elijah, you know, did this. Now you got guys who are doing things different than those guys, better than those guys. You had, you know, Muhammad Ali, then you had Mike Tyson. There's going to be someone else. You're going to have Charles Stanley. There's going to be James Vernon McGee, there's going to be, you know, Billy Graham. There's always going to be someone that people are like, oh, man, so-and-so did this and so-and-so did that. There's nobody going to be greater than Jesus. No, nobody. Every name will be under that name. And so as this church at Ephesus is thinking through the spirit of wisdom, knowing who their father is, having their eyes enlightened so they can have hope, reminding themselves of the riches of his glorious that was for them, the immeasurable power of greatness towards us who believe. How do they get all that? By one name, and that name is Jesus. And so as this group wrestles, as this group runs to truth, as we go on, he's going to give them more information. May we spend some time thinking about knowing our Father, allowing our hearts be enlightened with hope, looking towards the rich of his glorious inheritance. What does that look like for us? And being reminded that the great power that's alive in us is because of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, the gospel. So thank you, Jesus, for letting us have this opportunity around your word. May we think about it well. May we process it well. May we apply it well as we live in a community where we want your name to be the most important name. And it's in your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. God bless you and have a great Friday.